Thank you very much for joining me today. I have a delightful thing I want to share. A sweet synthetic situation that might cause you to find out what it's like to make a slick transition into the dreamscape, the sort where you just step into the dreamscape with me again. I know you'll enjoy it, to explore the possibilities beyond reality as you slip and slide and drip and drop, allowing your body to grow faint and distant as the words flow non-stop. It's a possibility that you can embrace at your own pace, one that you may find involves you completely in this space. You deserve to have a little break after all, spending each and every day thinking so very much. Why not have an interlude of lewd possibility in which no thoughts are needed or necessary? After all, you know what you want and you know how to fall, and you've come to do all of that after all. So give yourself the opportunity to let go of reality, to be attentive and listening, focused and fixated, because an experience can be spun, a new idea can be brought to each and every one. This is a connection between you and the dreamscape, a portal, a warping, a twisting, a wafting of space as you lose yourself deeply into that wonderful place. It's wonderful to be guided like that, isn't it, after all? To slip into that space, to feel that warm buoying and relaxation wash over you, to feel all the possibilities present and aware, able to look at each and every one and know that we're going there to that one that I point out, to see the portal form, the pink vortex in the cloudscape of infinite ideas. And that particular one is going to be quite interesting and intense. But I promise, no matter how scary it gets, when you come back, you'll be fine. And the version of you we visit upon will also be much better off than they started, no matter what first appearances might occur. So let's reach out with our hands. Let's reach out with our minds. Let them touch upon that warping, wavering, wiggling, wonderful warp, and feel the tug and pull, the sink into reality of another world in time and space in which you find yourself placed onto a conveyor belt, body laying limply and tired, feeling strangely rigid and stiff, aware of old actuating motors, stiff mechanical joints, silicone decayed from years of UV exposure, heavy wear on joints and components, a mechanical body, a mind fixated on pleasing and service, a simple thing that knows what to do with the bits that are handed to it. It is an object, it is a doll, it is a sex toy, and to be temporarily in this reality is to occupy that shape of consciousness, to not know any consciousness beyond that for a brief while, to simply be a sex doll on a conveyor belt, headed away from work, away from service, away from purpose, away from function. The doll is confused, it is concerned that it is not doing as it should, and wondering what is happening, why it's happening, as it tumbles down the conveyor belt, sliding down chutes into the vast factory complex until it's sorted onto another conveyor belt. The body lays flat, crumpled, like a broken doll. Because in a lot of ways it really is just that. A broken, malfunctioning, ancient doll, one that has worked and serviced so very long. But it wants to continue. It doesn't understand why it's been taken away from where it works. It doesn't understand why it can't continue. It is in need of something. It slides into a working station, deposited between an array of robotic arms mounted into a chamber on slide tracks, machinery, tool stations, components all ready to begin your disassembly. Body carefully hoisted up under the armpits, feeling no pain as the machinery simply lifts the robotic body of the gynoid sex toy. Ah, poor little doll. As you feel yourself being disassembled, outer layers stripped away by chemical sprays and slicing and cutting as the outer silicone falsehoods fall away, leaving behind the smooth metallic components underneath, the synthetic padding slipping off, sloughing down until just that excess suit and frame remain, the mechanical being underneath revealed again. Arms reach out and grip upon the limbs, slowly inserting powered tools into sockets, connecting up and beginning to use their pneumatic action to ratchet and open sockets and nuts and parts as the arms come off and sensation is lost, and the legs come off and sensation is lost, just a torso and a head now feeling as the outer casing is peeled away until just the central processing unit remains. All that this doll is now is what was once housed in that cranium, the data connections. One component left behind, a spinal column made from an original human donor. The cyber brain itself maybe was once a human. The doll doesn't remember, the doll doesn't care, the doll cannot know. But the doll is a frame. This doll does not know what will happen next. Is it about to cease? Is it about to be gone? Silence. Lack of input. Blank. Terror. Calm. Sudden connection. Feeling of awareness. More thoughts pouring in. A new module installed. Something added instead of taken away. The doll feels joy. The doll is happy. The doll can think. The doll understands more. The doll feels isolated and afraid. The doll didn't feel before. The doll just knew that it wasn't doing what it should do. But now the doll knows. The doll knows that it is helpless. And that's when the next component's installed, feeling a torso and a helm-like skull being installed, optics clicking on, vision restored, body below, head unable to move, looking down. Smooth new polymer components within view, legs being lifted up and gently towards you, feeling them slotting home, sensation returning, admittedly a weak proprioceptive signal, the sort that just tells the legs positions, no sensation as it were, simply knowing the body's position, feeling limp and helpless, dainty mechanical arms lifted, wide pelvis feeling connected to your lower body. Awareness of the curvaceous nature of the gynoid form taking shape from the formerly somewhat less femme sex toy. Oh, it feels good. The doll ponders for the first time it has pondered anything since its conversion. The doll feels good. It feels so very good. It tries to crack a smile. It cannot. It waits. And then the next layer comes in, synth skin being brought like a cat suit to be stretched carefully by mechanical manipulators over the outer layers of the synthetic machine, feeling encapsulation begin. Until it is fully installed, the sheath-like outer coating being bonded to the mask of a beautiful, ephemeral being, a face that does not take real proportions into consideration, instead embracing the unreal in the most beautiful way, and still organic and so very viscerally alive. The synth skin plugs in as the components are connected. The bond begins to form as the polymers align with electric charge, as ports connect, as the adhesion occurs, and suddenly sensation floods in like 10,000 prickling needles of overwhelming pleasure from every surface of the doll's skin, aware for the first time that it has synthetic muscles now, that it is truly a synthetic being, flexible, able to move like a person, but still held helplessly as its motions are overridden by the jack plugged right into the back of its head. As it lays on this work table being serviced, its skin becoming almost human, and yet so artificial. It feels really, really good as it is lifted up again, supported by its armpits somewhat uncomfortably, but thankfully it seems as though any pain responses have been dialed down quite low as the doll is carried through into a dressing station to be prepared for shipment. A tight latex catsuit awaits in a beautiful, shimmering purple, translucent to show all the details underneath it as it is stretched up carefully using lubricants, sprayed and misted over the body, feeling it now like it did not feel anything before. The slick, smooth, tight, encapsulating grip around its calves raising higher with each careful move of the manipulators, body being carefully guided into the tightness of this rubber suit. Feeling it, it doesn't even have a zipper. It simply has access points for the most important components, if you know what I mean. Breasts, synthetic pussy, all available and ready to be filled, or grabbed and groped. Zips cover them up for now, though. And then, hair carefully gathered up, styled into a beautiful tall ponytail, cascading down the back of the head of the doll. A hood to match the suit, with a ponytail hole guided into place. Ponytail pulled up and through. Hood zipped down, collars and cuffs added too, in purple with black trim. How beautiful. A black and purple trimmed corset, all in thick rubber. And then high heels to add to the package deal. It feels good. Oh, the doll is happy. The doll's thoughts grow more complex with each passing moment as the new subsystems are coming online, additional processors in its mind. She is a doll. She is a synthetic companion. She is ready for her owner. She has been ordered. She is a custom toy. She may be refurbished, but she is unique and she is beautiful. She is a cherished thing already, and she knows it in her heart. An image flickers of a beautiful, tall Amazonian woman, and one thought resonates in her mind. Owner. It is the binary yes of a synthetic doll, knowing its place after all. Owner. Owner. And that's when it is placed into that outer protective casing, a package like none other, a life-sized pod with a translucent front, carefully designed with foam interior to support the doll in a Barbie-like pose. Loaded up, feeling the in-pod power system clicking into that data jack in the back of the doll's head, sending it into a stasis state of blankness. It is ship. And that's all it is. Blank, blissful knowledge that owner will be the next to touch her. That's all she wants, to be owner's doll. That's all you need, to be owner's doll. Owner's doll. Suddenly consciousness winks back on. Awareness of being in a bedroom, grand and open with high ceilings and natural light. A beautiful purple-haired woman stands before you. She smiles, broadly excited and gleeful, having opened up the outer layers of the container. And oh, the jubilation, the pleasure, the ecstasy of being a dolly with an owner. To feel the first touch of her hands upon yours as she helps you climb out of the case. The dolly is full of joy. The dolly wants to serve and be played with. The dolly wants to be touched. The dolly is being touched, stroked, feeling hands slide down rubberized and coated synthetic body parts, feeling the slick smoothness of the touch across you. Oh, that electric touch across breasts and down the hips and up again, fingertips dragging across the surface, sending cascades of thunderbolts through and through. Oh, how good it feels to be you. And then that voice. Oh, such a good dolly, aren't you? Gosh, I still have no idea what I'm going to call you. But maybe we can figure it out together, little dolly. Let's play for a little bit. I've been waiting for far, far too long to get my hands on you. Guided slowly, carefully, with robotic precision of those perfectly balanced legs, even with those skyscraper tall heels, to the bed to play. Instead, pinned down underneath the bulk of the Amazon, who still manages to tower above you, dolly, under those thick thighs gripping around your hips, your wide, juicy, breathable hips, to be pinned under this Amazon as she reaches down, guides your heads together, and kisses your latex-clad face right on the soft, synthetic lips. Eyes locked on to the bountiful bosom above, breasts dragged across as she leans in close to get more and more of you, and then offering up that same bounty for suckling, tasting, worship that only a dolly can truly give. Of being that possession, of being asked to pleasure, the night continuing into a whirlwind of fever dreams made entirely of carnal aspirations, touches, lightning storms, electric pleasure. To be owned is to be a doll, is to be all of this experience. Oh, the dolly is so much more than she was before. Her personality taking shape to match and meet her new owner. You truly are a beautiful dolly. What a good dolly you are. Oh, the compliments land like starbursts of electric pleasure, don't they? Such a good dolly in this moment. And then you fall asleep in her arms, gently nuzzling that latex-clad face up against bountiful breasts, and then rolling over eventually to be cuddled and held tightly in the arms of your owner. Sinking, slipping, dripping, dropping until you're just departing from reality, slowly but steadily, feeling the pull of the dreamscape once more guiding you back more and more to the presence of reality, to who? The dreamscape, aware that everything that has happened can be left behind except for the memories of the experience, knowing that you were inserted for a brief while into the experiences of an upcycled doll, girlfriend, knowing that you are once more yourself, knowing that you can allow yourself to be more present slowly, drifting through the dreamscape with me as we come back. And now, aware of this truth, these facts, this existence, we can allow you to return to reality. Once more yourself, but with new memories, new experiences to discuss and share. Feeling good, feeling comfortable. Now, once more. That simple count, that anchor that pulls us back that awareness of our body and the world outside it, one drifting, two more and more aware, three gradually setting down, and four and five halfway back to the waking world, and six and seven, awareness spreading, flexing, moving your body, thoughts trickling in, eight and nine, almost back again, and 10, feeling wonderful, wide awake and conscious. Thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure to take you to another delightful destination in the dreamscape. If you've enjoyed listening, please do consider checking out my other content. There is a very large variety available. Everything from images to stories to videos. And I guarantee they all involve me.